Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
It's a festive season and there's an increase in scammers trying to take advantage of people's tiredness, their year-end fatigue, or their more relaxed demeanor. A lot of the time, scammers have access to potential victims through their phone calls or emails. We're so connected to our devices these days. Let's speak to Matebej Vobo, the Director of Market Development for Truecaller in South Africa. Thank you so much for your time, Matebej. Just talk to us about how pervasive scams are during the festive season.
Good evening, Zinga. It's so good to be here. And good evening to your listeners as well. You mentioned it. You opened the line very well in a sense that it is the festive season. So people are very relaxed. And it is exactly that reason that scammers are actually not relaxed, because they aim to exploit that because they see that people are distracted. They've let their hair down and essentially the excitement in the air in terms of the year's finally over. So this is the perfect mixture of scamming to happen. Essentially, this is the perfect environment for it to happen. Mm-hmm. And so the typical scams that we see currently at this moment include none other than holiday planning trips. So where you, for example, you would have booked a holiday on a site and it's a cloned site. And essentially, it is there to harvest your banking details. We also see courier or delivery scams in terms of messages that come through on your phone saying that, you know, your delivery, you're expecting a delivery, it is nearby, so all you need to do is pay 18 rand. And for instance, we got that. So my friends and I, for example, got the exact same message asking us to pay 18 rand to release a parcel that we never ordered. But you somehow think, yeah, I must have ordered something. And so that's why those sort of scams are pervasive. We also see, for example, people pretending to be from your banking department or fraud department, checking whether a transaction was suspicious. And lo and behold, you might think it was, and therefore you click something on your app or you click something on your messages or you give them some information over the phone. And lastly, we see stock fail type of schemes or messages, because this is the time when most people are expecting payouts. And so those payout sort of scammers come in and mimic an SMS or mimic the communication that you've been having with your bank.
So your company, Truecaller, which I'm a customer of,
love it.
Little red thing that pops up.
Exactly.
Just take us through the difference between spam with a P and scam callers, because I think there is a difference. There is a warning on your phone, but sometimes they can get muddled up.
Exactly. And that's a very important point, right? Because spam is behavior. It's behavior driven. So it's annoying behavior. It's getting the same call from the same company maybe 50 times. And so that is annoying behavior. That doesn't necessarily mean that that call, even though it is annoying, is from an illegitimate company. It means that it's just poor communication, which can drive anxiety in and of itself, right? And so I always say not all spam is scam. So it is, some legitimate companies actually do spam customers quite a bit. Scam, on the other hand, is the intention to deceive you. And so the call will come in mimicking or impersonating a scenario that which seems like something that is believable, whereas in actual fact, it is not believable. And so the idea there is that from extracting your money or extracting some sort of benefits out of you, there's then what happens, which is the outcome, which is actually fraud, right? Which is then the outcome or the loss due to scam. So that is the difference. And so what you see on Truecaller, where we say it is likely spam, it means that it would have been reported by our users on the app, verified through AI and verified through our various ways of validation within Truecaller. And it would have been behavior that is flagged by customers, which actually, you know, that behavior carries a certain amount of anxiety on its own. But scammers We do give a warning for that as well, where customers would have said or users would have gone into the app and said they lost money, or this company tried to tell them to give them money, or they even actually ended up giving them money. And so that's where the classification of likely fraud then would come in.
Okay, just give us some insight into the back end of how that works. You've spoken about how it's a combination of user-driven sentiment as well as artificial intelligence. There must be a little bit more, and then also how you protect users in that space.
Yes, so Truecaller has got about 450 million users across the world.
Oh.
We're in about 175 countries. So the app is available in over 175 countries. So it is really a global community of reports and aggregated data and people acting together to report suspicious behavior or instances of loss. So that in and of its own is such a powerful platform.
Yeah.
Because it's not just one or two reports that actually come out to say a call is spam. It's really a community of people acting together. And so that is a big part of the back end in terms of relying on our community. And then, of course, there's the AI validation pieces that happen in terms of behavior, in terms of, you know, looking at various data points to ensure that indeed what we what was reported is true and it is valid and it is accurate. So that's a big piece of it. And depending on whichever environment we're in, for example, you know, from an Android perspective, Truecaller happens within your dialer. So it happens on the phone in terms of the algorithms that take place and the validation of our database. So it is an app that you download, but actually we're able to validate a lot of that information through your dialer as well. And then in the Android or iOS environment, there's a lot more encryption and validation as well as security. So there are a couple of complex stuff at the back end, but the two main pillars are really our community as well as the AI validations that we do.
You've spoken about how you also want to protect consumers or users of your app. I imagine that if you're a business who is a legitimate business who has an annoying function, because there are some people like that, you could be an attorney, you could be a debt collector, you're just doing your job. People who you are calling are not happy with you doing your job, and therefore there's a larger chance of you being reported as spam/scam. As a business, how do you protect businesses to ensure that they don't negatively get impacted by consumers?
Yeah, so a big part of what I mentioned in terms of the AI validation and the large amount of reporting from community members of the community is super, super important, because it's not necessarily just one individual that's going to report a business and therefore, you know, lo and behold, they are scam or they're spam. And so that's super important. But over and above that, we have a product that we offer businesses, which is not necessarily whitelisting, as people call it. It is not to remove the fact that you're spamming, because spam is a behavior. It's multiple communication. It causes anxiety to people. And so that is a behavior-driven sort of activity. But what we rather want to do is help businesses essentially differentiate themselves from the amount of noise that customers are already experiencing through the verified business or the verified caller ID. And so that's where you see your screen turn green, right? So this is a traffic light system.
I haven't gotten that.
Even the green tick, right? So so if you're on iOS, it'll probably be a green tick. If you're an Android user, it'll probably be a green screen. So where you see the green screen, we know that that is a business that has signed up for a suite of services from Truecaller. So the one piece of it is definitely the green screen with your logo, with your name. But also the other piece of it is call reason. So this is where communication becomes intelligent. Because I always say to people, communication, effective communication, is not a lot of communication as opposed to, like, for example, the 50 calls you would give a customer a day. It is making it clear why you're calling that customer. It is making it clear that you've understood where you left the conversation off with the customer, and now this is a follow-up call. And so what call reason does is it allows businesses to say why they're calling a customer. So is it in relation to KYC? Is it in relation to an update on their loan application, as an example? So the customer is more attuned to understanding why you're calling and is likely to pick up the phone. And so the other element is being able to give a customer a reason and a convenient way to call them back. And so what we do is we provide a call me back functionality for businesses that they can use, that customers can then use and essentially arrange a time to be called back that is convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that functionality directly links back to the business's operations.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a suite of tools we provide businesses essentially for them to stand out from the noise, because the noise is happening in any case, right? And so the key thing is for businesses to be able to differentiate themselves, create smarter or adopt communication tools, and therefore get across to customers. We even offer analytics in terms of when is the best time to call a customer and what kind of messaging lands with the customer. Mm-hmm. So we've got a platform called AI Advantage, which basically says, which essentially segments your customer groups, further segments them in terms of how you communicate with them, and allows you to have a lot more effective communication with your customers. So there's a full suite. So businesses don't have to feel like customers can simply just ignore their calls.
Yes. So the service, you can either, if you are a person who is not a business, you are someone who doesn't want to be bothered by spam/scam, I know you can download the app for free on your iOS or Android or whatever you use, your smartphone. But there's more than one tier, if I understand it, because you can use the free version, which is where you just go, and then you can use the premium version,
yes. So 100%. So with the free tier, the key features, most of the effective key features of Truecaller are already embedded in the free tier.
Mm-hmm.
And so the free tier essentially would allow you to see who's calling. You'll definitely get spam calls, but at least you will know who is trying to call you. And so that's the free version. If somebody also calls you and you're not clear who it was, you can go onto the Truecaller and search
feature.
Who that person was.
Yes.
Exactly. And find it on Truecaller.
Yeah.
So the only difference then is that you obviously will be subjected to watching an ad, right,
mm-hmm.
from a monetization
mm-hmm.
perspective. But the premium tier essentially does remove those ads for you. And then secondly, it allows you to have your own personal assistant who vets your calls and figures out, you know, when are you busy, who's trying to call you, and essentially decides whether that's a call that you need to take at that moment or not. And that's what we call the AI assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the premium version, which allows you a lot more functionality and convenience.
And there's a chat feature as well.
There's a live chat feature.
Gold. Yeah.
You're clearly
I'm
a customer.
Like Selena.
There is. Because with the free version, essentially any sort of issues that you have with it, you can email support@truecaller.com,
mm-hmm.
And they will respond with a resolution within 24 to 48 hours. Whereas the premium version, and we've got about three different packages. So the blue package will give you access to support, but the gold package will give you a live chat function where any of the issues you can resolve directly. And again, it allows you to have more control as well in terms of your data, your issues, whatever security concerns that you may have. That is what that live chat feature opens up for you.
Let's go back to the data issue. I have a friend who says, if you're not paying for a product, you are the product. And so if you are using the free version, let's just go back to user safety. And I know also we're speaking about a season of scams. We're speaking about people trying to get your information. So if someone is listening and they use your product, they're not using the premium versions yet, you know, how do they know that their data is safe, or across the board you ensure that just because you're not paying doesn't mean that you're not looked after.
Yeah, so we don't differentiate in terms of data, right? So okay. Data and privacy are fundamental, right? So key things, we do not sell people's numbers, right, in terms of data.
Yes.
We don't share them with third-party individuals. We absolutely use the data that you have to enable the service that runs for you, whether you're a free user, whether you're a premium user, whether you're an enterprise, right? So we actually don't sell any of or share anybody's data anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also give customers control. So whether you're a free user, whether you are a premium user, you're able to go to your profile and edit whatever data that is there. You can see what data we have about you, and you can edit it, delete it whenever you feel like it. But most importantly and fundamentally, we've got a unique set of standards that are globally recognized, which are ISO certified standards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're ISO 27001 certified, which means that we take privacy and information management seriously, and we don't share people's data. Otherwise, that standard will actually be taken away from us. We get audited. We're ISO 9001 certified, which means that quality is super important, and the accuracy. So accuracy, quality in terms of your own data is super important to us. And then we're also ISO 22301 certified, which is we are a business continuity operation, in a sense that if there's a disaster or if there are constraints or if anything happens, we would still be able to maintain the same level of standard from a privacy as well as data management perspective.
Okay.
So everybody's data is protected.
Mm-hmm. Earlier on, when we were prepping for the show, a colleague received an email that asked her to do certain things. And because we were preparing for the interview,
yes,
we were like, wait, it asked her for personal data.
Yep.
And so I want to come back to how we started the conversation about scams and what to look out for. So if you're listening now, you want to make sure that you're not affected by those. What do you need to look out for when someone calls you or someone emails you? That's a red flag.
Yeah, so the red flags are typical, funny enough. So the first one is the sense of urgency. Whatever call you're getting is saying, hey, like, you got to do this right now. Like, this is it. You know, you have to confirm.
Someone's hacking into your
right
bank account.
Now. Yes, like somebody's, there's some sort of urgency that's created in the air. And then they are obviously, there's a request for your details. So there's a request for your OTPs, as an example. Your bank is never, ever, ever going to call you asking you for an OTP that they sent you, as an example, right? And then similar to links, please don't click links that say, hey, you need to update your details, or just make this little payment by clicking here. Following links, especially from SMS, not a great idea, even if it's on email as well. So those are the key ones. And the use of funny sort of numbers. You've seen that number that starts with like an 82 and it continues. There's not even a zero there. So you know that those numbers are, they're indicative definitely of something that is not right. So you need to be checking out for those numbers. And the key thing to do here is, if you're unsure, really, the first thing is do use the app to go search the number. So that's very, very helpful. But also, if somebody's calling from a particular company, please go on the website and go see if that number exists on the website or the department exists on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So just try and validate that information is correct.
Yes.
And also try find another way for that person to reach you from a communication perspective, and buy yourself time to then respond in that different platform.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. In studio, Matebe Jvobo, Director of Market Development for Truecaller in South Africa, joining us to give us some tips on how to stay safe during the festive season and beyond, and also giving us insight into Truecaller and what they do. Really appreciate your time tonight on Kaya Biz. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, Nzinga. This was amazing.
Okay,
thank you.
Have
a good one.
All right. It's 24 minutes past 7 here on Kaya 959. After a short moment, we're going to be speaking about side hustles. That feels like a very like 2K word to use, or, you know, extra work that you can be doing as we're speaking about trying to avoid scams, as we're speaking about focusing on the festive season. Do drop us a WhatsApp, 063-688-0959, if you have any thoughts to share with us, and do stay with us on Kaya Biz.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.